Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Dean Jim. Morning, old man.
How are you doing, Eric? Eric.
Morning, people.
Hi, BP49. Happy birthday.
Well, we're just show up. Morning,
birthday,
morning Robert. Glad you could be here.
Happy birthday to you. Hi, Robert. Welcome. Well, that's Robert, right? Robert?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you, Eric. You're welcome. I saw your gingerbread waffle. It looked yummy.
Oh, yes.
He always posts yummy stuff between him and Big Sexy. They're always posting yummy food.
Hey, Big Sexy looks like he's a gourmet cook.
I know. He really does. He goes out for everything.
I look like a gourmet. I look like a gourmet eater.
The eater. There you go.
Hey, everybody, welcome to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States of America, stretching diagonally from Georgia to the state of Washington with a little stop, with a little speed bump in the middle in Colorado.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome, everybody, all to people that are listening to the download. Welcome. Thank you for downloading the show. We appreciate it. Hit that follow button. Good times. Oh, as soon as I start talking, everybody gets quiet. What's going on around here?
Well, we thought you were going to continue.
I'm still here.
Oh, he made crackpot pizza yesterday.
Crackpot?
I think you made your crockpot. Your crockpot recipe? Yeah, crockpot. Ooh, yummy.
Crockpot pizza? That sounds interesting.
Is that the spaghetti one with the pizza? Hi, Tuttles.
Hey, Tuttles.
Morning, Tuttles.
That sounds really interesting.
I remember he gave us a recipe, and it has spaghetti, but it had pepperoni in it and all kinds of other stuff in there. So, hi, Colby.
Hi, Cole.
Diamond. Nice to see you.
Good to see everybody. Hey, what are you... I saw some people complaining about those self-checkout places. I guess Walmart.
Walmart's
getting to where that's all they are, is self-checkout.
Yep. What I don't like is that they just don't take cash. You don't know which ones take cash. Put a big sign. Just put a big sign, cash only over here, because almost all of them, you get up to them and it says, card only. I just waited in this line for, six
people. That's what Home Depot does.
Yeah, they put a big sign? Or they make
Home Depot has signs over their things. Cards only, cash only.
Well, I mean, they should have it way up. Since they're making all of the lines, like the Walmarts, two of our Walmarts I've gone into, and it's like that. They only have a few that there's people actually scanning the items in their lines that you get into, and you don't know until you get up to where, you're seeing everything ring up that it says card only or cash only. They should have a little sign way up so when you're six people back, you can see, oop, this is a card only. I got to move.
Wrong line. Yeah.
Yeah.
What I want to know is where's the discount? Where's the discount, the 5% discount or 10% discount for doing their job?
Yep.
You know, and then are they going to get mad when people don't scan stuff? Well, you didn't train me how to scan.
Oh, no, but then they want to stop you on the way out to look at your ticket to see if you scanned it right.
The one person I was reading, he goes, I'm not standing in that line. He goes, I just walk by. They go, sir. He goes, and I just hold my receipt up in the air as I'm walking out the door.
Yeah.
He goes, if you want to check and make sure I scanned everything right, then go work the register.
Exactly. Yeah. They're turning them all into them. And they usually have like one person then manning four lines if something happens,
Hornet shells.
This is a sale item and rang up you know, regular price. And then that person has to run over here, do something. And typically they don't have the code. They're not, you know, then they have to call manager to come over and punch it in for you to get it, to get the discount price. It's like, oh my gosh, what a mess.
So you got to scan your own stuff. You got to scan your stuff. And now you in here in Washington, and now you got to pay for your bags. You know,
you want to
use a bag, you got to pay for a bag.
Yeah, some places now are charging you for bags too.
Grabby paid for bags. There's two times I remember her paying for bags. One, she was at a bookstore and she bought a couple of books, you know. And they go, well, you know, you got to pay 8 cents for this bag. She goes, I got to pay for the bag. The guy goes, yeah. And she goes, well, no. And he was trying to stuff it into like a small bag. Uh-huh. He goes, well, if I'm paying it for it, then you give me the biggest bag you got back there.
No.
she made him put the books in the biggest bag he had back there. She goes, if I'm paying for it, I want the big one, you know. And then she was at a Safeway. She was at a Safeway, and they said, okay, you have to pay for bags. He goes, what? So she paid, and they got these heavy-duty plastic bags she paid for, you know. And so when she goes back to the Safeway the next day, she takes those bags in with her. She goes, no, I paid for them. I bought them from them. I'm using them.
Yeah.
Grammy's tough, man. She's tough. Don't mess with Grammy. just cracks me up. So she went inside and goes, so what did they say to you about your bags? Do you did you have to pay? Did you have to pay for them or what? And she goes, nope. I said, I bought them here. I'm using them here.
Yeah, you should. You're able to bring in your own bags if at those places, but I think they tried to start it at one Walmart that I went into when this first happened, and I think so many people, and it's kind of an angry area, so it's like they're like, no, this didn't go good for one day. We're not doing that. Let's just stick with this, you know. So since I've gone in, they've always had bags there and they haven't charged you for it. But yeah, it's crazy. I remember when I first moved to Colorado, and I cannot remember the name of the grocery store, and they would scan it for you, but then you needed to bag your own bags. But the food, the prices were way cheaper at this grocery store in order. I don't know if that's why they did it, but everything was cheaper. I mean, from buying cut flowers to everything was cheaper there. So hi, the only crazy lady. So I would go there. I wouldn't mind, but they all went out of business, maybe because everything was so cheap. They all went out of business. I don't know.
Yeah. That's how Winco was here. That you'd go in, they scanned it and you bagged it.
Yeah, and you knew, yeah.
I hated bagging groceries.
Oh, boy. But Winco, that's another one with good prices.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. Winco's got good prices.
We don't have them out here.
No. Really? You don't have Winco's?
No. Wow. The first one I ever went to was when I went back to visit my family in California about, goodness, 15 years ago. My brother took me to one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love Winco's. Yeah.
Oh, I did too. I was like, oh, what is this place? This place is great.
Yeah, it was. It's almost like a, not quite, it's not a Costco, but it's not a regular Safeway. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Mm-mm. It's like in between, and you get better prices and all that stuff. And they got good stuff.
Yeah. Very big. Mm-hmm.
So, well, gosh, I mean, so not in Washington yet, but in Oregon. No, I guess in Washington. Yeah, it's not Oregon. Washington. We pump our own gas. We scan and check out our own groceries and stuff at stores. And it's like, good grief, man! I want to be serviced. I want people to take care of me when I'm spending.
I want to be serviced. That did not sound good.
No, it didn't. That's why I tried to recover real quick.
But I caught it. I know
what you have to mean.
I know what you mean, though. But you are paying, you know, the price.
Paying for service.
Right. The grocery stores aren't going down any. And now you're doing all of their work. And it's like, wait a minute. And then they want to stop you and do this and that. It's like, wait a minute. No. Yeah. You know, it is hard.
BP49 says is he has a store there. You have to bag your own groceries. If you want to use a cart, you got to pay a quarter for it. What?
Are you kidding me? At Aldi? Is that because people were running off with their carts or what? That's hilarious.
I mean, you have to buy like the grocery bags there, is what he was saying, and, as well as a quarter, like for you to use a buggy. But the only way you'd get that quarter back is if you return the buggy because they don't have they don't have like courtesy clerks to go outside and grab buggies from the parking lot and bring them in.
Oh, okay. Well, I would do that.
First time I saw that was in England.
That.
Yeah, you had to go get a grocery cart. You put a pound coin in it, and it unlocked it. So you pulled it out and then used it and that. And if you didn't take it back, you didn't get your pound back.
Right.
You
know,
it stayed in there, yeah. So.
Oh, okay. Well, I could do that because I always put my cart back.
Tuttles, I use pliers and pull my quarter back out.
Oh, you're so funny.
Oh, man. Hey, I saw this thing.
Take your cart back, Tuttles.
I saw this thing. I don't remember. I think it was in either Washington or Oregon that they went around. Who was it? I think the state police department got involved in it, and they went around and they collected these grocery carts that are all out and about, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And they collected like, 45,000 of these things just out there.
Oh, my gosh.
Just out there needing to be picked up, you know? So they picked them up, and there was an astronomical cost. You know, that there was in these carts, you know, they figured so much a cart, and it was like that's how much money that was lost from the grocery stores because these people take these grocery carts.
Yeah.
You know, and they take them
and
out.
And they just leave them everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. They just leave them everywhere. And they went out and some county or something went out and gathered them all up, and they had just, you know, like I said, 45,000-50,000 of these things. Oh my gosh.
Insane.
You know? To contact the stores, come get your carts, you know. Jeez Louise. Yeah, that's something.
That's insane.
That's something.
Yeah, because you see, the homeless people, this is what I've been seeing all over the place, is the carts where there's no grocery stores, and it has all of their stuff just left on the side of the road. Hi, Wall Street Podcast.
Hi, Wall Street Podcast.
Nice.
Yeah, they just just bring this stuff in, throw that in, you know. I don't know. For one thing, those are the worst wheels in the world to try to do in grass and dirt and mud.
No,
they're
terrible.
They're terrible for cart things around, you know. I mean, they're terrible. I wouldn't do it. If I was a homeless guy, I'd go out and get me something with nice cart wheels on it, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah. Yeah, like a Honda. I'd go buy me a Honda. They got them now where they're out and about. You can see they've gotten so big in their little tent cities here that the people are actually parking cars there. Yeah, they got their cars. They got their tents set up and their cars are right there. It's like, what? And everybody's saying they're going to do something about it. It's too late, people. It is too late to do anything about it. You've let everybody, get their roots in the ground, you know.
Hi, Pook.
Hi, Pook. Yeah. Anyway,
it's too much to handle now.
Yeah, too much to handle now. It's just crazy. It's got crazy. It is crazy. Who knows? I don't know. But I'm not. Quincy is closer. The prices are insane there. Yeah, it's just the prices has gotten crazy, outrageous.
Yeah. You go to the grocery store, it's hard not to buy anything that's not close to $5.
Yeah. It's almost better to buy in bulk because you don't know what you're going to be paying in 3 months. I don't know.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I don't know. But you got to do what you got to do. You got to get out there. You know. And, you know, the only thing we can control on all this.
Get a radio flyer wagon, yep.
Exactly. You know, the only thing we can control in all this is how we react.
Our attitudes.
Our attitudes and how we react to stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm at the point now where I go someplace, I see somebody just blow their marbles, you know, they just get crazy. And I'm looking at them going, really? Calm down. You know.
Yeah.
You know, like just I understand your frustration. I feel you.
Yeah.
But calm down. You know, that doesn't. You know, if you're enjoying the, you know, if you're liking, you're standing
just
next to a fire.
Because your 25% off coupon doesn't work, you don't have to take it out on the clerk.
Yeah, exactly. The poor clerk didn't do anything. He's just trying to make some money. Just trying to buy some groceries at the high price grocery store. Yeah. Yeah, that's all it is. You know, same thing like that, you know. Hey, I'm just trying to pay the same grocery bills you are, buddy. Don't take it out on me.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah. You know, so it's like, you know, I mean, you know, things are frustrating. Things are very frustrating out there. But a lot of it, there's nothing you can do because it's all part of your everyday life now. So the one thing you can do is control how you respond, control your reaction, you know. What?
Oh, my goodness. You probably look like a little youngster.
What do you got that?
Hi, Rocknell.
Oh, what is it? That respirator stuff going on? You got the respirator stuff going on, DeGray? Yeah, scuba. Yeah, I know. I had to go do some inspection work at a refinery, and some of the gases that are out there, you gotta go through a fitting on
clean, morning, Jay, baby. So it's- fits to you your got, face.
Yeah, you got to go through a fitting on these, you know, these face apparatuses things so it seals.
Yeah.
You can have a mustache, but it's got to be trimmed short. I mean, you can't have it extend beyond your mouth because everything's got to seal, you know.
Yeah.
And then when you're going through the fittings, you know, they test you. I went in and I had a little bit, my mustache was a little long. And I go, no, it'll be fine. It'll be fine. I'm telling you, it'll be fine.
That's
so
I
put the respirator on to be tested. And so they get these some kind of like incense burner things, you know, putting out a little smoke and you put the respirator on and then they light this thing and they put it around your respirator. And it's like if there's the slightest leak of air going in or out of that respirator, that smoke gets in there. And I mean, choke you to death. It'll choke you to death. You'll start coughing and spitting and choking. You think you're going to die. And they'll go, nope, you're going to have to shave a little bit more of that off. Oh, you're stinkers.
Morning, podbean guest.
Yeah, I hated that. I have onion goggles like that. You got goggles like that protect your eyes? Yeah.
For onions, yeah. They're big pink goggles. And you put them on your eyes, and when you cut the onions, it doesn't.
It seals it.
You don't cry.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So, all right. Well, anyway, I can't wait to see one of DeGray's daily rants to see what he looks like without his.
Oh, let's see.
I think he did that not too long ago. He had to shave it off. Yeah. He looks like a little kid.
Oh, nope. That one, he still has a beard. Okay.
No.
I saw
hunting you down now, buddy. She's hunting you down.
I saw that one yesterday. Yeah. He had a beard on.
Oh, J-Baby. Hi, J-Baby. J-Baby was talking to me this morning. She sent me a video of a song, Scatman. Scatman by Scatman John. You know, it's a song. She says that every time I say I'm going to do something about that, I'm a stat man. It reminds her of the show, the song, Scatman. So what I'm going to do is I listen to it. I love this song. So I think I'm going to incorporate a little bit of that music in that song for my intro to the stats. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that's from Jay, baby. Good job. It's fun stuff. Yeah. We need to take a picture of DeGray and post it on our webpage. You know, here's little DeGray with his little baby face, little baby cheeks.
Yeah, I know, because he already looks so young. When you said he had kids, you said he had kids that were like 20 some. I was like, what? Wait, huh? And then he.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I don't think he's very old. He's just a little guy. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's
funny. He adopts. Yeah. He says on his shows. Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
It's pretty neat.
But he does have a little mini, he calls his son Mini Me.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, now they want to know how old you are. How old are you, DeGray? They're after you now, buddy. Hey, there's Man Cave Musings, not to be confused with Man Cave Sounds. Good to see ya. Hey, thanks everybody for tuning in to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here coming to you live and just having a good time getting our day started. Wanting to get your day started on a positive note, get you some good thoughts going there, some positive thinking, and some something to help you, get through life. And if you're downloading the show, we want to thank you for doing the downloads. But if you're downloading, hit that follow or subscribe button for us so we can you can join Grammy's pod people. Yeah, the Grammys pod people. So, did you have a chance to look to see if what kind of holidays are going on today? Did you? Hey, wait a minute. Wait. Before we get going, we have some birthdays, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know BP49 has a birthday.
Yes, and slightly. Yeah. And my daughter-in-law, Julianne, who was just here with Ava, Ava's mom.
Lewis of the Almost Everything Podcast, too.
Yeah, well, if we sit around here and wait for everybody to come in, it's the show will be over. So I think we ought to just go ahead and sing happy birthday. Try to name all the names. Put all the names. Put the names in. Huh?
Okay.
Put the names in the chat room.
BP49.
Yeah.
Slightly. And Julianne.
Julianne. Okay. All right. There you go. You ready? Are we going to sing? Are we going to sing happy birthday to everybody?
Yeah.
There we go. There we go. Yes. 1, 2, 3.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Have a great day.
Well, in case any of them missed it live, that they'll listen to it on the published downloaded episode.
Oh, DeGray says he sang happy birthday to Crazy Lady 2 days ago.
Aww.
Oh, on his show, I remember.
Well, why don't you call in and you could join the old man's drunken sailor choir.
Stop harassing him. You just keep harassing him. Call in. Hi, CPR. Welcome.
You can't tell me to stop harassing someone.
Yeah, I can.
You can't.
I'm co-host, can't I?
You're Santa. What? Wait, what'd
you
say?
Co-host, I said. And then Eric's went beep, beep, beep. So I don't know what.
That was microwave. Telling me my breakfast
burrito
was ready.
Yeah, she just did. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I got to take my shots when I can because, I don't need to be around Grammy when she downloads the show and listens to it, but I can't be like this with Dina Jo when Grammy's around because she kind of smacks me on the back of the head. You stop being mean to Dina Jo.
She could put you in your spot. You need it every once in a while.
You guys do, but see, and I wasn't paying attention. I forgot that J Baby was in there.
Yeah, isn't Jess Duck in there too? Yes.
Oh, she's Jess Duck in there too. Slap squads in full force.
Yes, they are.
Man. Oh, so anyway, we were talking about holidays. I'm sorry. We got any special holidays for today?
Oh yes, we do. We have it is National Mutt Day, and I have two Well, actually, I have four in my house, but I have two real mutts and two real mutt dogs, and they are the best. So yes, and yes, happy fourth day of Hanukkah. Thank you, DeGray. It is the fourth day of Hanukkah. So if you have your little mutt dogs, and by the way, there are a lot of animals in the shelters. If you're looking for an animal, try to go there. But don't go there if you're not going to spend time with them and you're just going to throw them out in the backyard and stuff like that. Just, you need to think about it twice. And if you can, then go adopt a dog because they're so much, I think they're grateful. They really are.
They know.
They're so loving and great, you know. Anyway, and it's also National Business of Popping Corn Day.
What? The Business of Popping Corn Day.
Oh, what would our life be like without the heavenly smells of butter-tasting, crunchy snack we all love? The first thing that comes to my head is burnt popcorn. Everybody seems to burn it at work.
Grammy makes her own spicy oil. buttery oil stuff for her popcorn. And I tell you what, it's hot. I mean, you're eating your popcorn. You got the buttery taste, and then you got the pepper taste, the hotness. Yeah, it's good. It's good stuff, man. You start eating it, you can't stop. It's like addicting. She makes popcorn the old school way. She's got a pot. She pours some oil on the bottom, throws the kernels in there, puts on the heat, and then just pops it right there in the pot. Yeah, she pops it old school style, and it is some of the best popcorn. And the amazing thing is when she's done, there's hardly any seeds not popped at all. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I remember she's growing up doing it that way.
Yeah, she's a good popcorn popper. She says, I bought a popcorn machine for her. You know, like you see in the theaters. In the theaters.
Oh,
The movie theaters. Yeah, yeah. I've got one of those. I bought it for her. And she tried it a couple times. And she goes, I just gotta do it the way I used to do it when I was a little kid for my dad. I go, you go right ahead.
Aww. And
it's good popcorn. Good popcorn.
Oh, like you put it in like a pressure cooker?
Because
my grandmother used to do it that way.
No, it's just a big pan with a lid, Eric. Yep. There's no pressure. It's just that.
And she just shakes it back and forth.
Yeah, yeah. She'll just shake.
Oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Like I think my grandma did something similar.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden that Jiffy Pop came. That's how we used to do it. And then that Jiffy Pop came with that fake little metal aluminum pan and handle,
garbage,
and then it
popcorn.
Popped up. Yeah.
Yes, garbage popcorn.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. No flavor. And seeing how Grammy gets the flavor on her popcorn is it's all in the oil that she puts in the bottom of the pan. You know, it's all the buttery oil stuff in the bottom of the pan. And then she throws the seeds in there. So when it's popping, it's getting all that juice and all
yumminess.
That good flavor, yumminess on it. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah. She makes a ton of it. When she makes it, she makes a ton of it. It's good stuff.
Oh,
love popcorn. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
What else
moving on to another food product. It says National Fritters Day, and they're talking all things fritters. They said that you can have, there's all different kinds of, not just apple fritters, but there's all different kinds of fritters in every type of food category. From, you know, the French have a fritter, and some of them are savory. They dip food in batter and fry it. So
hey, when Ava was visiting you, I sent you a recipe and a picture of a giant apple fritter. Did you see that? Probably not, because you're busy with Ava.
Uh-uh.
This thing was huge. It's huge. If I can find it, I'll send it to you again.
Oh,
I mean, that's the kind of fritter that you'd have. You could probably feed five people with it.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's big. It's a big fritter.
Yeah, so
I love apple fritters.
I do, too. But they're talking about all different kinds of different food besides just the apple fritter. You know, they're talking about eggplant and vegetables and cauliflower are all kind of dipped in something and fried. But
really? Yeah. And it's under the fritter umbrella, huh?
I guess so, yeah. Huh. But pancake batter in a rice cooker and ta-da, 6-inch pancake. Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Ah, now you did it that time, huh?
That would be awesome. That'd be like a pancake cake. A pancake cake.
Cake. What's the one that I made with the batter? Oh, with a Dutch baby. Ooh,
Dutch baby.
Those were good.
Yeah.
Easy to do. All right.
Man, I love those morning pastries. I love morning pastries.
Yeah.
Cinnamon buns, donuts, fritters.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I guess it's better if you eat it in the morning, because then you have all day to work it off.
Yep, I think so.
Compared to if you ate it at night. So,
well,
dessert.
I've kind of started doing that around here. When Grammy bakes something, you know, when she bakes something, that's what I do. I kind of
eat it earlier.
I kind of eat it early in the day. Yeah. And she goes, oh, you don't want to save that for dessert? Nah, you know what? I'm going to eat it now. And then I won't be eating it at 8, 9 o'clock tonight. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then plus you can enjoy it. You can enjoy it because you haven't eaten a meal, you know, so you're sitting there full from your meal, and then you're going to try to enjoy a dessert or something?
Yeah, it's too much.
I mean, eat the dessert. I'm all for eating desserts first. Eat the dessert first.
Eat it
earlier. Fill up with that and then eat your dinner. But I agree with you on those breakfast pantries. I mean, not pantries, pastries, those breakfast pastries and that. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Eat those at the beginning of the day. Oh, yeah, man. I'm telling you.
Well, I'm just saying, if you have a choice to eat it at night or during the day, eat it during the day because it'll get off faster. I would think that's my
logic. I agree. No, I'm totally
saying,
agree.
But I'm not saying you should eat some every day.
Oh, I am.
I know you are. Hi, Tuttles.
No, no.
Tuttles. No.
I'm saying eat it every day. Yeah.
Kolatchkes. We have a place that has just opened up that has kolatchkes here.
What's that? What's a kolatchke?
Kolatchke is both savory or sweet, depending on how you get it. Correct, Gray? I believe. Yeah. Kolatchkes. And actually, they're pretty big in Texas. When we went back to Texas, they have ones that look like sweet rolls, and they have sweet stuff in them. And then they have some that have savory stuff, like little meat stuff in them.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can hear you.
What's going on, Donald?
My other headset wasn't working. I was just talking about pastries for breakfast, and my kids have pastries and stuff for breakfast a lot, but what happens is when the kids go to bed, my wife will make, like, they'll look like muffins and stuff, but she shreds up carrots in them and puts, like, next to no sugar, like, bare minimums and stuff like that.
Oh, hi, Tulin.
Oh, yeah.
So my kids get muffins and cakes and stuff like that for breakfast, and they're all happy about it because it's muffins and cakes, but it's actually really healthy stuff that she makes for them.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's how Grammy has started making her zucchini and carrot breads and all that. She's like doubled up on the veggies that go in it and has cut the sugar content way down. And you still get the great taste and you still get the sweetness. And it's just good. It's good stuff. Yeah.
It's way better than even cereal or anything like that, you know? So, and the kids get to think that they're eating cake for breakfast and they get all happy about it.
Now you're in Canada, right?
Yep.
That's the first time I've ever heard you sound like a Canadian when you went, you know?
I didn't even realize I did it. Every once in a while, I'll pop out with an A or you know kind of thing. Or,
it slipped out. It was like, I go, oh, yeah, it sounded just like, yeah, he's from Canada. Yeah.
You know what's funny? I was going to write that to DeGray was my dad lived in Illinois. And when I went to live with him for about a year and a half and I came back, people were telling me I talked weird. I'm like, what are you talking about? And I don't know what I was pronouncing differently, but there's something that they pronounce differently. I don't know. But they sound different. It's
just different areas of the different areas got the different accents, you know. Yeah.
Welcome to voting.
Fun times. Fun times.
Mm-hmm. Okay, right, back down. I just wanted to share what we do for breakfast.
Oh yeah, great.
That's awesome.
Vegetable filled cakes and stuff like that. Yeah. Stick some good stuff into them.
Well, I was Grammy was out of town once, and I was buying stuff to feed, you know, to eat for dinner during the week, and
Hi, Tuttles.
And we were always at the same store. And the cashiers knew Grammy, you know, and they knew me. And I'm buying stuff like bologna, cheese, tortillas, you know, and all this and that. And they go, oh, so they knew Grammy by her real name. You know, they go, so Yvonne's out of town, huh? I go, how do you know? We could tell by what you're buying. And they go, don't you need to buy some vegetables? Don't you need some vegetables? And I go, well, I got carrot cake. That's a vegetable, right? They looked at me like, oh, you're in.
That's what when I ask Aaron what he wants, because he doesn't usually eat a lot of sweets now since he's lost a lot of weight. But when it was his birthday, it's like, well, what do you want? Do you want a cake? Do you want to make you a cake? Well, why don't you make me a carrot cake? Because aren't they healthier for you? And I just kind of giggled at him. I'm like, I guess so.
That a boy, Aaron.
I guess so. It does have boy, carrots Aaron. In it and nuts. So there you go.
Well, double up the carrots and cut the sugar in half. Now, isn't honey – honey's a good substitute for sugar, isn't it, when you're baking?
I think you have to Google it and see. Oh, because I don't know. It all – there's different ways that it reacts to things. So you would
Where's Sonda when you need her?
I'm like, what?
Jess says not any healthier. Oh, okay.
No, because it has a lot of sugar in it, but it's –
Well, I thought it was like a different, it's better than a refined sugar. I don't know. Compared to
white sugar, yeah. If you're putting it in your, like I put it in my coffee. I put honey in my coffee instead of white sugar. They're both sugar, so they're both not good for you, but one's a little bit better than the other, I would think, because hey, especially the ones bee, that have, I don't know, maybe not.
Beeswax, where does beeswax come from, Dina Jo?
Inside the...
is that
inside,
the honeycomb stuff? In the
Yeah, inside in the, inside there, they where the they're making all their... Yeah, inside the different...
That's the little, honeycomb.
I'm moving my hand up and down, the little slots that go up and down inside the box. It's in there. Yeah.
So it's the honeycomb. It's yeah. It's the, where all the honey is stored in the little bees. Well, so but is beeswax consumable? I mean, can you eat beeswax?
Honeycomb is yeah. Some of it, if they don't put like perfume and stuff in there, because honeycomb you can eat. You can they sell it at the store. You can buy honey with honeycomb in it.
Uh huh.
It's going to be more expensive. Especially from where, or like around where you get it from around where you live. That's what's important. If you buy
right.
good honey from around where you live, that's what has all the good stuff in it. That's what I'm talking about being better for you than sugar. You know yeah. what I mean? It has yeah. all that stuff that helps you. It helps you. It could help you with your allergies if you have allergies, different things like yeah. that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw this thing that I remember this commercial that was on TV for State Farm, Jake. And he's with this beekeeper, and this beekeeper pulls this big section of the beehive out,
right?
And then he just takes a big old bite out of that. And I'm going, yep. Can you really do that?
Yeah. Yep.
And it showed him munching on it. Well, that would be mm-hmm. something. I'd try that. I'd try that in a heartbeat.
Laugh out loud. Her dog's name is Jake. When you said that. Hi, Jake.
Hi, Jake.
You're a good boy. Be good boy.
You good be boy. Nice. Good boy, Jake. Good boy, Jake.
That's funny.
He was already attacking her. Hi, welcome.
Welcome, everybody. Love you guys coming into the show. We appreciate it. If you're new to the show, if you're new to our chat room, you're new to the show, hit the follow button. And welcome to Grammy's Pod, people. And if you're listening to it on the download, don't forget to hit that follow button or the subscribe button wherever you're downloading the show from. Great. Good to have you. Good to see you. Thank you for being part of the show. Hey, so is that it, Dina Jo, as far as holidays?
Yeah, of any importance, yeah. Oh, well, yeah. I mean, it's nafty. Nafty. Safety.
It's nasty.
yes, nasty safety razor day. How to use your razor safely, ladies on your legs, men on your face, or ladies on your face, whatever. Everybody,
you know, I've always wanted to try to shave with a straight edge, but they scare me to death. You know, the straight edge, the kind that you fold out and it's got that long kind, blade yes. on it.
Get you when you're harmonic.
Yeah, the kind you take the little belt and go, you know, you sharpen it up or break the edge, you know.
Uh-huh.
And I've always wanted to have a barber give me a shave too, but man, I don't know. I just don't trust people's around my neck with a straight edge. You know, I've seen too many mobster movies.
I know.
You know what I'm saying?
No kidding. I know.
It is crazy. It's crazy. So yeah, yeah. Grammy's even volunteered. Well, I'll shave you. No, yeah, Sweeney Todd. I got you, Tuttles. No, I don't think so. I don't know. This is scary.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was trying to send him a picture of a klotschke, and I don't even know if I'm saying it correctly. But it's not letting me send. It always sends it to your email, and you got 300 emails. I don't know which one to send it to, but we'll figure it out. You,
me, I don't have 300 emails. Maybe you know 225, but not 300. It wouldn't let you do it through Messenger.
No, mm-mm. I know. That's what I was looking. It would not let me do it through Messenger. One of them looks like it has a sausage in the middle of it. I've never tried them. I went in one time and the place was packed, so I just left because it was.
So you say it's got sausage in it. So is it sausage wrapped pastry?
Yeah. Well, no. Well, that's the savory one, and now the other ones are sweet, and they kind of look like a sweet roll. You know, the sweet rolls that you get, and they have like little dollop of goop in the middle. And some of them, it's like strawberry, all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
You know who wraps a lot of stuff in pastries?
Huh.
You know who wraps a lot of stuff in pastries? The British in England. They go by their pastry shops. Oh, my gosh. They got all kinds of savory stuff wrapped in pastries.
Oh,
yum. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I can't even remember the names of them. But, yeah, they got all kinds of stuff. You go into a pastry store. You go into a pastry shop here, and it's all kind of – it's all sweet stuff, you know. But when you go into a pastry shop there, oh, man, there's all kinds of meats and sausages and all kinds of stuff wrapped in pastries. Man, I love that food. Ugh, man. Beef Wellington. You know, I have never had a
– so, so good. I've made it once. Oh, my gosh. It was kind of a long, long time ago. I made a puff pastry, and you have to put the beef tenderloin in there. It's expensive, too, because the beef tenderloin is expensive.
Man, I have never had a beef Wellington.
Oh my gosh, you have to. It's really good.
So how did yours turn out?
Really good.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. I've got to have me a beef Wellington. You know what I had the other day that I haven't had? I haven't had it for a real long time, and that was scallops. That's scallops. Yes,
they have to be made correctly. I don't like them when they're like really gummy or like when they're overcooked. They're really chewy.
Oh man, this place made them, and they were so good. We were in Seaside, as a matter of fact. We were at a restaurant called Nora's, and we're there. And Grammy, you know, she goes, "Hey, I'm gonna order some scallops." And you know, so you can, and I go, oh, I don't know if I want them. I don't know if I want scallops. You know, she, oh no, let's go order some. And she goes, these ought to be really good because they're battered and fried.
Oh, really?
So she bought she got an order of those as an appetizer for us. Man, they were so good. I just couldn't believe how good they were. But I really enjoyed the scallops, yeah. I think that's one of those things that if you get them and they're not made right, you won't ever eat them again, you know? Because I think that's how come I'm ruined with lobster. I don't eat lobster because I don't like it. But I think it was because the first time I tried it, wherever I was at and they made it, it just wasn't made right and I didn't like it. And so I just went, well,
why didn't you like it? Did it taste funny? Or
it's been so long, I don't remember. Oh,
you just had that. It just didn't.
I just had that experience and I never wanted it again. So I'm thinking I need to try lobster again, you know, buy something at a real nice, reputable restaurant, get a lobster tail or something and try it again and see. Because Grammy buys that stuff all the time. And she's always saying, here, you want a bite? You want a bite? No, I don't know. I'm scared because I didn't like it the first time. No, don't make me eat it.
Oh, you big sissy Lala.
I was wondering how long you were going to let me go.
Open your mouth.
What, Eric?
and Tuttles mentioned like some places sell fake scallops, like the imitation type. Like same with like imitation crab, like the fake kind.
Yeah,
I wonder how you tell if it's a fake scallop. I mean, are they just?
I think you can tell by the price, right? I mean,
that's how you tell. Probably even tell. Like the taste if you.
Yeah, I mean, that's how you tell crab.
There you go, Jess. That's a good idea. Try everything at least 3 times.
From 3 different places. Well, you know, Jess, there's a lot of truth there because when I was in England, I tried blood pudding or blood sausage. They had blood sausage. And the first time I tried it, it was absolutely delicious. I mean, I like liver. And when I ate that blood sausage, it tasted like a real good liver. You know, so yeah, I liked it. It was great. Oh, man, this is good. But then the 2 other times I tried it, I didn't care for it. It was like, nah, I'm not going to eat any more of this because I don't like it. You know, so yeah, you're right. You should try everything three times. I need to do that. I need to do that with crab, and I need to do that with lobster, because that's just two things that I just don't like to eat. But I've only tried them that one time that it wasn't right and didn't taste good. So I guess I need to try it again. I will definitely try it again.
Yes.
Your taste buds change every 7 years. Mm-hmm. I did not know that.
Huh. I didn't know that either.
Huh. Interesting. But talking about that fake crab and that, Eric, from what I understand, that fake crab is made from a fish that's called pollock. And I tell you what, I'll eat that any time of the day. That is just good tasting. And they take and they catch that by the tens of thousands of these fish. I saw a big boat that catches these things, and they all come in. They all come in this big net, and this big old ship catches it and processes it all in this ship. So when it leaves the ship, it's cooked, it's minced up, it's ready to be made into fake crab salad and all that kind of stuff. Oh, this ship does everything to it, you know. And I'd eat that in a heartbeat, because I love that crab salad with a K. They write it's spelled crab, spelt with a K and not a C.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I'll eat that, and it's just like, that's good stuff, man. I love the taste of that stuff.
I think in terms of good seafood for me, like I hadn't had any really good southern fried catfish in a long time, but I know a lot of mom and pop buffet style restaurants, like country style buffets, I know a lot of them are like becoming like fewer and fewer. But you know, I like to eat tilapia and I like to eat like shrimp and, you know, and scallops and, you know, and oysters, but, you know, fried oysters are just about as good as raw oysters, but you got to really be careful eating raw oyster that you don't get a batch that you get sick off of.
Now, everything you mentioned. And I
know not a lot of people are going to eat seafood, because mostly seafood allergies, especially shellfish.
Right. Out of all that stuff you just mentioned, I love talibut. Oh, that is
such a tilapia.
Tilapia. I'm sorry.
You put halibut and tilapia together. You made your own fish.
Hi, Hobo. Chillin.
Yeah, that's the kind of fish I like. Yeah, yeah.
Hi, Hobo.
Tilapia.
Tilapia. Yeah.
But I know you got to be mindful, what fish to eat and what not to eat, because of, you know, some fish, like certain species, being contaminated with high mercury levels.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, the kind of fish I don't like is the small, like, river fish, trout, that stuff. I don't like, yeah. I don't like the real bony fish.
I like trout.
I hobo killing. And catfish. You know, I don't even know if I've ever had catfish.
I hear flounder is pretty good. And then salmon, I mean, I remember eating salmon patties like growing up, but kind of got gorged on those. But I could just eat salmon like filleted, like out of the oven, similar to tilapia.
I tell you what, Eric, I could grill you up some salmon. I can grill salmon. That stuff does just, that stuff turns out good. Yeah, that's good stuff. I don't like trout because of the little tiny bones in it. Yeah, just what?
Oh yeah, that is
walleye,
true.
Perch. I just don't like that stuff, you know. Tilapia is very good fish. Yeah, I like that stuff. I do. Hey, so you know what? We're gonna go from talking about eating fish to today's in music history.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? Rock. It's time for Dina Joe today in music history. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen, the hostess with the mostest, Dina Joe.
All right, we're going to start this day in music history, Thursday, December 2nd, in the year 1950. American musician, actor, comedian Phil Harris hits number one with The Thing. He was an orchestra leader and a pioneer in radio situation comedy. Are you laughing?
No, I just read what Tuttle says, fish heads, fish heads. And I'm thinking, man, I should have queued that song up. I wasn't thinking.
I'm like, I hear him giggling in the background. What is he giggling about? All right, back to Phil Harris. He was an orchestra leader, a pioneer in radio situation comedy, first with the Jack Benny program, then with the Phil Harris and Alice Faye show, in which he co-starred with his wife, singer-actress Alice Faye, for 8 years. Harris, also noted for his voice acting in animated films as a voice actor, he played Baloo in The Jungle Book. I loved Baloo. Thomas O'Malley in The Aristocats and Little John in Robin Hood. I loved all of those. As a singer,
That's the Phil Harris, the guy that voiced Baloo the bear. That guy's
Baloo
great.
The bear and Little John and Robin Hood. Yep. As a singer, he recorded a number one novelty hit, The Thing. And here he is, Phil Harris with The Thing.
I love the music.
While I was walking down the beach
cartoon.
One bright and sunny day, I saw a great big wooden box
floating in the bay.
I put it in.
Now that you said it,
much to my surprise, I discovered a
voice actor musician.
Right before my eyes.
This is The Thing by Phil Harris. As happy as a king. The voice of Baloo the bear in Jungle Book.
Yeah, totally.
You know, that guy is he was a great jazz singer. I mean, he could, you know, we were talking about scatting. This guy could do some scatting, you know, that kind of stuff. Oh, yeah.
Oh, what were you going to say, Eric?
So he was featured in several Disney movies, The Jungle Book, The Aristocats, and Robin Hood, and he was not only the singing voice, but I believe he was also the talking voice for some of those characters.
You could hear it.
You know, and I think he died back in 1995, about the same time Eva Gabor died, and Eva Gabor played Duchess in Aristocats,
nice
and she played Bianca
Torres
in the Rescuer series. Welcome to Welcome Area. But he was stuff that legends are made of.
You know,
they just don't make them like that anymore.
No. All right.
Okay, so we're going to go to number two on our list. From the year 1957, American singer Sam Cooke hit number one with You Send Me for 3 weeks. Cooke wrote You Send Me, but gave the writing credits to his younger brother, L.C., because he did not want his own publisher to profit from the song. It was named as one of the 500 most important rock and roll recordings by the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. In April 2010, the song ranked number 115 in the Rolling Stones magazine for the 500 greatest songs of all time. Here is Sam Cooke with You Send Me.
Darling, you send me.
The smooth, silky voice of Sam Cooke.
Oh, that's a great sound right there.
Yeah. Sam Cooke. This is from the album Portrait of a Legend. You Send Me by Sam Cooke. I think he had a lot of influence on a lot of people singing growing up, too.
He did. He really did. I think he did. Eric Clapton and other people were talking to him and all, I remember that. A bunch of different people, they all kind of, they love him and his music, and they respect him and what he does. So, yeah. Great song. Okay, moving on to the year 1967.
Hi, too much saucy.
Hi, saucy. The Monkees, Daydream Believer hit number one in America for the first of 4 weeks. It was the Monkees' last number one hit in the U.S. A little history about the song. To please the record label, the Monkees had made one small change. I guess there was one of the record label guys made this song and they didn't like the way it sounded. He says, Mickey Dolts explains, as we sing it, there's a line, "Now you know how happy I can be." John wrote, the other guy wrote, "Now you know how funky I can be." but the music department said the monkeys are not singing the word funky. Ha ha ha. Funky meant oily and greasy and sexy, and they are not having any of that.
Not them monkeys.
So here are the monkeys with Daydream Believer.
Whoop. What happened? Hold on.
Seven.
What number is this, Chip?
7A.
Okay, no, I mean, like, don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Davy Jones.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings.
That's Daydream Believer by the Monkees. That was fun entertainment watching that show.
I know.
In their little adventures, yeah.
I know. All right, number four, and I almost swear we had this song on here before. 1972, The Temptations hit number one with Papa Was a Rolling Stone in the U.S., running 6 minutes and 58 seconds. It was one of the longest charting topping singles, beginning with an extended instrumental introduction of 3 minutes and 53 seconds in length. Each song, three verses and separated to extend musical passages. While the official album version of the song is approximately 11 minutes and 45 seconds long,
yeah, baby.
There are certain versions that extend, that fade out even further, concluding that several drum fills and song verses make close to the 12 mark minute. That's just crazy. This version is featured on the Temptations Psychedelic Soul compilation, the 12-minute one. Here's The Temptations with Papa Was a Rolling Stone, at least the beginning of it.
One of the shorter versions. This is one of the shorter versions. This is only 6 minutes and 41 minutes, and it still takes almost 2 minutes to get to where they sing it.
Right. Yeah, I totally remember, because I was saying it reminds me of, was it Shaft?
Yeah. Well, it's about the same era, same time frame, same era. And whenever I do a Motown song, a Motown night,
always on it.
I'll play the 12-minute one because the music's just great. So it's going to be a while till we get to the voices. It's going to be a while till we get to the vocals. So here you go. Papa was a rolling stone. Wherever he laid his hat was his home. And when he died, all he left is was a note. Hey, Papa was a Rolling Stone, The Temptations.
Terrible version. All right, let's forget about that. We'll move on to number five. Oh, the year 1978. My cats are freaking out. I bet they are. British singer Rod Stewart was number one on the UK singles chart with Do You Think I'm Sexy? The singer's fifth UK chart topper. A plagiarism lawsuit by Brazilian musician George Benjor confirmed that the song had been derived from his composition, Taj Mahal, and the string arrangement from the song Put Something Down on It by Bobby Womack. Stewart agreed to donate all his royalties from the song to the United Nations Child's Fund. Here is Rod Stewart with Do You Think I'm Sexy? Sure.
I like that disco bass in it. Well, come on, Rod. Are you going to sing? Rod Stewart. Do you think I'm sexy?
Oh, and now we move on to number six. Mrs. Babs and Neil Diamond. You Don't Bring Me Flowers. It's number one on the Hot 100 for the first 2 weeks. History about this song. The song, like a real Hollywood story, but it's the truth. Neil Diamond was at a dinner party with Norman Lear, the television producer, and he asked if Norman had a gay television series coming up because he'd like to write a theme song. And Norman said yes, and Neil offered to write it. And Norman asked if he would write it for Mary and Al Bergerman, whoever they are. So they wrote it in 45 seconds, and they called it You Don't Bring Me Flowers. Between the time the song was written and the pilot for the film, the premise of the show changed, and the song no longer fit. So they scrapped it. 6 or 8 months later, Neil Diamond was singing it on the road, and everybody liked it, and he added some instrumental parts to it, and came back, and he re-recorded it. So he refurbished it. So here is Babs and Neil Diamond with Welcome, You Don't Eugene. Bring Me Flowers.
Barbara Streisand. Babs.
Babs.
Mm-hmm. Babs.
Hi, Eugene. Welcome.
You don't bring me flowers. You don't
Hardly oh, talk to me anymore. When I come through the door,
you don't bring me flowers. Barbara Streisand and Neil Diamond. That's a snooze fest right there.
Yeah, well, there wasn't much to choose from.
Hi, Eugene. Good to see you, buddy.
It was hard filling in seven spots. So,
yeah.
Here we go. I ended it with country. So 2002, American country singer Kenny Chesney, No Shirt, No Shoes, No Problem album was certified double platinum in the U.S. His sixth album produced 5 chart singles on the Billboard country music charts between 2002 and 2003 and has sold over 4 million copies in the U.S. alone. The title was inspired by the No Shoes, No Shirt, No Service signs often seen in restaurants and stores. The phrase became popular in the 70s in response to shirtless, barefoot hippies who adopted the casual style in the 60s counterculture movement. In Eugene, Oregon, the newspapers noted in 1972, those hippies have taken over the north end of town and business people don't Woo-hoo! Like it. They have signs saying shirts and shoes are required and no interest with
yeah, baby. Feet.
This inspired Chesney to his fan base to adopt the No Shoes Nation. So Kenny Chesney's fan base, instead of the delinquents, they are the No Shoe Nation. And so here is Kenny Chesney with No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem off the album of the same name.
Very dramatic presentation, Dina Jo.
I know. I had to get into those darn hippies.
From Eugene, Oregon.
Oh, I know.
I've never heard this song before.
Okay,
this is
fun.
I love the country music. I love country music. This is great. And he's got this old style country twang to his voice. If we ever get to it. Come on, Candy, we're waiting. Sing. I mean, that music just sounds so nice.
On a beach with your toes in the sand, a beer in your hand.
Working yeah. 6 days a week, wearing holes in the soles of the shoes on my
that
feet.
That old style country Damn, sound. I love it. Kenny Chesney. No shoes, know. No shirt. Whatever else.
Ain't no better time.
No service.
No service. That was a great song. Yeah, I listened to it all the way through yesterday. It's a good song. He's got a great voice. I love that style of country singing. I really do. You know, that old Buck Owens type singing. And yeah, that's just good stuff. That's it?
That's it. That was it. Oh, yeah.
Great no list, Dina Jo.
Thank you.
Great
you.
List.
Yes, wow. I got it. No Shirt, No Shoes, No Problem. That's the name of the song. No Shirt, No Shoes, No Service was part of the history.
I think the reason nowadays, like, you know, convenience stores and restaurants have that rule about shirt and shoes being required is it was not only a company policy, but many states adopted that as a law.
Yeah, health issue things, I guess.
Exactly.
I mean, have a shirt on. I mean, come on, put something on, you know. I mean,
yeah, like showing some decency, in other words.
Yeah, show you, cover yourself up a little bit, you know. But I mean, you know, tank tops. I mean, people going with tank tops. I mean, I don't have a trouble with tank tops, and I don't know. Yeah, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, well, but now you got no shirt. I grew up at the beach. Uh-huh. I grew up in California. We were always at the beach, and when you're at the beach,
you're a hippie girl, weren't you?
I wouldn't say hippie, but I mean, you went to the beach, you crossed the street, and you went to Jack in the Box, and you were in your bikini and no shoes. Seriously. That's what you would do. You'd run across the street and get some food and run back to the beach, and everybody did it. So I guess we weren't as, you know, our noses up in right. the air as Eugene, Oregon is.
Welcome, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hippie center of the world, Eugene, Oregon. Let's see, who's got that? Is that Fox Decipher? He's got that music studio, sound studio down yes. in Eugene, yes. Oregon. Fox Decipher, yeah, I guess that's doing pretty good. I keep seeing posts from him, and we haven't seen him in the chat room for a long time, but I think he's doing pretty good. I think he's got some good things going on down there in Eugene, Oregon.
I'm thinking that, you know, Fox has kind of been on a little bit of a Podbean hiatus, but hopefully he might come back to see us.
It's because
he's
I'm
sure
busy.
You and Grammy would probably want to go down there one day to meet him in person and see what his recording studio looks like.
Well, I've seen pictures of it, and I think the reason you don't see him on Podbean because the man is busy. That I think his business
well,
is doing really
he's
good.
Got young kids too.
Yeah, his business is doing good, I think. So there you go. Sound studios. Yeah, I got this got a questionnaire I got to fill out later, and the guy's going, you know, like, well, what kind of sound recording system, what kind of equipment you got in your studio, you know, tell us all about it. And it's like, I ain't really got anything to talk about, you know. I mean, I've got a interchange, a sound. What are these things called, Dina Jo? I don't remember.
I had to look it up last time.
Yeah,
a soundboard or wasn't it?
No, it's not a board. It's I don't remember.
Interface.
Thanks, Area 81.
I thought you
I got
said
the
that.
Interface into my computer and a mic and a headset. There you go. That's what I got.
Yes.
And I don't record shows. I don't record. I mean, all that's done through Podbean. I don't do any recording.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't do any recording. Everything's done through Podbean. They're the ones that do all the recording, and I publish that stuff. I don't do no editing. I don't. We do our live show, and then I publish it, and that's it. You get what I got, and I give you what I got. You know, that's it. Yeah. That's it. You know. So. Let's see. Just a little lull. Just a little lull in the thing here.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What's that?
Santa! It's Santa!
You know what that means? That means it's time to guess who's singing that Christmas song. Yeah,
oh,
baby. Yeah.
I'm not good at this.
And I could also provide us with a countdown of how many days till Christmas.
Oh, go ahead, Eric.
How many days till Christmas, Eric?
We are 23 days away.
Oh, okay.
So 22 days of Christmas shopping left. And if you add another 30 more days until we say goodbye to 2021 and hello to 2022.
There you go. Coming to an end. But don't look at it as coming to an end. Look at it as a new beginning right around the corner. New start. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to start these songs. And Dina Jo, you're going to have to try to figure out who's singing it. I don't really, you know, we don't really care what the song is. I mean, if you want to shout the title, that's okay. But who's the artist?
Excuse
are you?
Excuse you.
Eric, ready? As I'm burping, Black Rifle.
Welcome back.
Burps provided by
Good grief. Welcome
burps
back.
Burps provided by Black Rifle Coffee. Okay. All right. Here we're gonna do. 5, And these are, you know, these are, you know, there's traditional ones in there. And, you know, you're going to think, well, this is pretty easy. But, yeah, we're going to do this. We're going to do this every Thursday leading up to Christmas. Okay, so here we go. Here's the first five. Here's number one. You ready? Who's the artist?
Hi, Slightly. Happy birthday.
Elvis.
Elvis.
Oh, I got one. One for Tina. Oh,
that's Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley with Blue Christmas. Good job, Dina Joe.
Happy
hey, we got
Slightly.
James on the phone. James, how you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Hi.
Good. Happy
I'm doing great. Happy
I'm
birthday
tired.
To you.
Yeah, a Big Sexy just woke me up. He says, hey, it's 8 o'clock. I'm like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you're late.
I'm late. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's been a lot of work. Very, very exhausting.
Hey, well, you know, download the show later when you take a break and hear, listen to the happy birthday
we
sang
to
you.
We can sing him a quick happy birthday.
And Robert's here, too, along with BP and Jess and J-Baby and many other friends.
Yeah. All right, let's do it again.
We'll
fire up the old man's drunken sailor choir, and we're gonna do it. We're gonna sing "Happy Birthday" to you. Here we go. Ready?
Happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you very much, everybody.
And many more.
And many more.
And Lady Me's going to have to listen to this on a download, too.
Yep, well, I appreciate it, guys. I hope you all have a great day. And happy birthday to BP and all that. And
I'm Dina Joe's daughter-in-law and Lewis from Almost Everything.
A lot of birthdays today.
And yep. Tom, Dina Joe, and producer Eric, keep up doing the great job that you guys do.
Yeah.
Thank
you so much.
Hey, thanks, buddy. You too.
Have a great day.
And
guys.
We enjoyed having Pertwee here yesterday and you the too, only buddy. Crazy lady on
have
Tuesday.
Have a good day.
Bye bye.
Yes.
Okay.
See you later, James.
All right. Well, Dina Joe, let's see. You got the first one right. You got Elvis Presley. Here's number two. Ready? Here we go. Number two.
John Lennon.
That don't sound familiar to me.
I don't know. Paul McCartney. I don't know. It sounds English to me.
Have yourself a Merry Little Christmas by Twisted Sister.
Oh my gosh. Are you kidding me? That sounded it sounded like English, like the Beatles or something.
Twisted Sister.
Oh my gosh. The only crazy lady was saying that they did good song Christmas songs.
That's why I looked it up. I looked up Dee Snider and Nutwood Christmas. So I go, I need to do a Dee Snider. As a matter of fact, she was kind of the one that kind of gave me the idea. You know, who's out there doing Christmas songs? And let's do a little guessing on who's there. So, okay, here we go. Number three.
You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Vixen, Comet and Cupid and Donner. And Blitzen.
Andy Williams.
Man Cave Musings got it.
Burl Ives.
Good job.
That Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song, I think, has been redone so many times, but I think the most memorable one is the one with Gene Autry.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And he was a country music legend.
Yes, he was. But I remember old Burl Ives. All right. Here's number four.
Wham. Santa's coming, girl. Oh, no. Jackson 5. What? Michael Jackson.
Nope.
What?
Aaron Carter.
Kathy Osbourne.
You better not cry. Better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town by Justin Bieber.
Oh, wow.
Oh, you got it, Eric.
Yeah, he got it.
No, Joe Biden.
Me and Eric both did because I'm on the call. He's in the chat.
Who got it?
Eric won down in the chat, and then I mentioned it on the call because.
Oh, did you mention Justin Bieber, Eric?
Yeah,
yes. He did. But, you know, I was trying to think up, you know, every, like, because I knew he sounded young.
Yeah, I didn't.
Because I know I was spitting out names, like, besides his, like, Aaron Carter.
Yeah, he said it real quick.
Oh, you need to yell it out, Eric. You need to yell it out.
He did.
All right, here's another one. Here's another one. Here we go.
Okay.
I think that's Andy Williams right there.
All right. Yeah. Eric got it with just the intro. Andy Williams.
I immediately recognized it.
It's the most wonderful year, Andy Williams.
Have a happy, holly jolly Christmas and happy holiday.
He wasn't even singing yet, you know, and he nailed it. Yeah.
He did.
His other artists have done this song too, Eric. Man, but you nailed it. Andy Williams, that's it. That's it. All right, one more. You want to do one more? Here we go. One more. Here we go.
Oh, this sounds jazzy.
Not Dean Martin.
That sounds real like 90s to me.
Area 81, Chicago, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Bob, area. I'm dreaming of the white. Yes.
I'm telling you, that's a great. These guys do a great Christmas, have great Christmas albums.
Yeah, White Christmas, Chicago.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to do one more, and then that's it. Then we're going to do Denver closing. This is another, everybody should get this one. Here we go. Last one.
Very little Christmas. Nothing cold.
Nope. Oh, the Gray nailed it.
Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
He hadn't even started singing.
Yeah, Frank Sinatra. Have yourself a merry little Christmas.
Let your heart
be light.
He says, "She's right,
spirit,
this is spirit
animal."
Oh,
yeah. They always call him Old Blue Eyes.
Mm. Yeah. All right. There you go. Good job, everybody. Good.
But I think like other like standout musicians that do good Christmas songs, like in recent years, of course, you have Mariah Carey. You know?
Yes,
and then, of course, Andy Williams and Frank Sinatra and Gene Autry being, like from, like yesteryear, like, you know, back when those names were in their prime. And I know, sadly, some of those names are no longer with us.
Right.
At the Alvin and the Chipmunks Christmas Don't Be Late. I mean, that's a fan favorite.
I thought for sure you
Oh, I love the Muppets, Mariah. 12 Days of Christmas.
Well, you just don't know what's on this list because this is just the first Thursday of 1, 2, 3 more Thursdays to go. And then
I know. And I think like one music group that has not really put out any like serious Christmas songs or Christmas album would have to be the English girl band Spice Girls. But they were in their prime during the late 90s.
Yeah.
You know, just don't know, Eric, because one thing
unless
I
they reunite like, for a Christmas album.
You know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to look. Because what I was doing was I was just pumping in names like that. Twisted Sister, Christmas. Bam! And here they popped up some songs. It's like, are you kidding? So I'll do that. I'll do that.
And I think somebody in chat mentioned Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song.
It was the gray area. The music show.
Yeah.
Tune in
we'll see. Show. We'll see. We don't know what's left. We don't know what's left
we
on
still
this.
Have tomorrow.
We got tomorrow's Thursday.
So we might go a little bit more than we did today in songs, but we got tomorrow. Not tomorrow. What am I talking about? No, we're not. Thursday. Next Thursday. We got next Thursday. More Guess the Christmas Song.
I know, Arden. But I'm saying, I'm telling him, tune in tomorrow. Tune in tomorrow.
For...
That's all I have to say.
Uh-oh. Do you got some special Today in Music History songs?
Tomorrow, yeah. I have a he wanted a Hanukkah song. It'll be there tomorrow.
All right.
Down there. I already did.
All right.
Check it out.
Well, check it out. We're out of control. No, this is fun. All right. Well, listen. We're out of here. What a great show. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and joining us, the Old Man's Podcast Show with Dina, Joe, and Eric. We're here Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. every morning. If you're downloading the show, thanks for downloading it. Hit that follow button. And if you download the Podbeam app into your phone, you can listen to us live in the morning and come in and join the show. If you're in the show live and you're new, hit that follow button. Or if you're not new and you haven't followed us yet, do it. Give us a follow. Anyway, Eric, you want to plug some shows that you know are coming on today?
Well, John DeVito is scheduled to do a show if nothing has changed. And I think John Gill's also got a show scheduled for today. And we can certainly expect Milt Dog to be doing a few shows today. And with, of course, it being Thursday, of course, primetime, of course, Low Standards and Pours is on. But Slightly Serious is still on temporary hiatus for a couple weeks. But hopefully... James will be firing it up again, you know, once him and Big Sexy are settled in, and hopefully Ralph and DeGray, if they've got shows planned, and I know we'll be back for our TGIF show tomorrow, and many more great podcast friends doing podcast shows, and maybe
tomorrow
the It's Doomsday podcast late night tonight.
Yeah, it's Friday already, people. It's Friday already tomorrow. Unbelievable.
This week is just fun.
I just appreciate everybody for coming in. You guys did, you know, it's just an honor and a pleasure to be here to help get your day started on a good note, have you laughing and giggling, and get you out there facing the obstacles that life has for you on a good heart, on a good eye, good heart, good mindset. You know, good to see everybody. All right. And now it's time for our own little snow angel, Dina Joe.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. We love you guys. We appreciate you so, so very much. And every day is an honor that we come in here and get to spend it with you guys. It really is. Happy birthday to all you again. I hope you guys have a great day and a great new year for you. It'll all be awesome and hope to see you around. Bye. Hi, Echo. Nice to see you. See you around. Bye.
Dina Joe.
Yes.
Have a great birthday, everybody. James, have a great birthday. Getting your boxes unpacked. Let's go. You got a lot of work ahead of you, man, getting that house organized. And we just thank everybody for tuning in, all our friends and that. Check out our friends and followers that have podcasts. There's a bunch of them out there. You can find something that you like and tune in, lock into them. But thank you. Thank you for making us your number one morning podcast. We really appreciate it. All right, guys. It's been fun, man. It has been fun. We got surprise songs coming up on the Today in History tomorrow. And then don't forget, next Thursday, some more of the guest who's singing this Christmas song. That is the brainstorm I had this morning when I woke up at 3:30 and I've been up trying to put this all together. So. Anyway, it's all good. It's all fun. We just thank it. Thank you all. It's so much fun being here with you guys. We just really appreciate it. Hey, our music's done. We're out of here. Hit that follow button and have a great day, everybody. We'll see you tomorrow.
Love you and God bless you. We'll see you next time, everybody. Make it a great Thursday.
Later, Gators.